Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Welcome into Fireside Chats, episode 17, brought to you by the fine folk at SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. I am your host, Michael Kist. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Kist NFL. That's K-I-S-T. And today we have yet another great guest in a run of great guests recently, as we'll be talking with longtime NFL linebacker and former Eagle, Takiyo Spikes. Before we get to that, I wanted to remind you, gentle listener, that we had two excellent episodes of Fireside Chats last week, one with Warren Sharp, who joined us to talk about his Eagles chapter in his 2020 football preview, and another with Brandon Thorne, where we evaluated the Eagles' offensive and defensive lines, and those conversations are just as relevant today as they were a week ago, so make sure you're all caught up by checking those out if you haven't. Plus, we also had Ross Tucker on the Kist and Solak show, and you don't want to miss that one. That one was really fun. As always, make sure you're subscribed to the feed on whatever app you're using and that you leave us a 5-star rating and written review in iTunes, as it really helps the feed get noticed by other like-minded Eagles fans. With that out of the way, let's get to my chat with Takiyo Spikes. He is the host of the Behind the Mask podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, former All-Pro and Pro Bowl linebacker, former Eagle, by the way, and former first-round pick. Takiyo Spikes joins us today. Takiyo, welcome to BGN. How you doing, brother?
Mike, all is good, man. All is good. Can't complain. If you walk outside and smell the air, it's smelling like football season again, huh?
Yeah, it's getting exciting. And thank you for joining us here today. What is Takiyo Spikes working on, and where can we find it?
Takiyo Spikes is working on the Behind the Mask podcast show. You can find it on every platform. We have a visual aid to complement the audio side. You can find that on YouTube. The handle at the BTM podcast, and that's once again at the BTM podcast. Some of the things that we've been doing that we talk about, you know, a lot of people have podcast shows, obviously, but we are different, and I pride myself in that because I know you can go anywhere and find out the typical stats, 15 for 20, he had this many tackles, but we more so specialize and focus on talking about going inside of the locker room, going behind the mask, having those type of conversations. Some of the topics, it can be anything from obviously sports, but social issues, entertainment. We talk about health disparities and also relevant topics that come along with the game. When you look at one, to give you just an example, Drew Brees, about him, his comment, understanding that he came back and apologized when he talked about he felt like it would be disrespecting the flag if he was to kneel. Some of the other things, Deshaun Jackson, his anti-Semitic comments towards the Jewish population. So we give very good insight on things like that, that other typical shows don't necessarily go into and what they are afraid to go into.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed the conversation with Malcolm Jenkins as well. I would encourage the listeners to go check that out if you want a good, you know, jumping in point, and then check the rest out, of course. And Takiyo, as a former player, when you see what's going on with the league and with COVID and players opting out and all these safety protocols they're trying to put in at the last minute, it seems, no preseason, etc. If this were going on when you were playing, where's your head at with all of this as you approach the season?
That's a very good question. And honestly, I would probably say, just because I have a daughter, and if I'm going back to the time when I was playing, I would see my daughter after the season. Sometimes she would come out, but I probably would play. And the reason why is it's different because I wasn't a guy who was married. I didn't have anybody to come back home to every day. Every day when I was coming home, it was just, you know, me and SportsCenter. You know what I mean? So like, I wasn't putting anybody else at risk. And so when I look at this current climate, you know, a lot of guys are asked that question, but you have to ask yourself, who else are you putting at risk? And for me at that time, I didn't have anybody because my daughter didn't stay with me during the season. I usually saw her after the season.
And what goes it like from a career perspective? Like, you have your family, obviously you don't want to bring that back to them. But if you do have that family and you're thinking about your career, like, when can you say, okay, I can take a year off and not lose my job? Because I'm sure, like, for the younger guys, like, I don't think many rookies are going to opt out, right? They still have something to prove. How does that influence your decision making, do you think, for these players?
I think it just depends on where you are from a financial suit. Mm. Meaning, you know, if you're a guy, you're established. And I think regardless of whatever year it may or may not be, you just really have to take that into consideration. Or if you're a guy who is on the bubble and you know you're on the bubble and this is your lifelong dream, your childhood dream that finally came true, and you know that, you know what, not only do I have to make a living to not only support myself, but I have a family. So this gives me an opportunity to be able to do that. So, and it's not like, yes, of course, you're going to be put at risk. No doubt about it. And I'm not trying to minimize that.
Yeah.
But one thing I can say, looking at all of the testing protocols that the NFL has implemented, even that they reported a few days ago, they're going to be tested damn near every day. You know, it's a little give and take on both sides. That's how I see it.
So, Takiyo, this is an Eagles feed. So I've got to ask you if you have any firm takes on the Eagles' current linebacker group. They've moved on from guys like Nigel Bradham, Jordan Hicks. Nate Gary right now is the supposed leader in that group. And there's a lot of question marks overall. How confident do you feel about him?
It's a lot of question marks. You know, you look right now, TJ Edwards, Jatavius Brown, those guys are slated in to come in and start. Jatavius, I'm kind of familiar with him because he used to play with my Chargers. Duke Riley, he's a guy, even though he made a lot of money or a lot of his credit coming off of the special team side. But the thing about him is I'm very familiar with his coach, and he was coached by Jeff Olbrich. You know, he's a very good coach. I actually had an opportunity to spend time with those guys at training camp. So that's how I know Duke Riley very well. He's a guy who's every day he's coming in, he's trying to get better. And he's trying to find those little cheat points to take his game up to the next level. Hell of a college football player. I remember him, but I think a lot yet remains to be seen, obviously. But then you look at just going into the draft pick, Davion Taylor. And on the defensive side, when you look at him, the more and more I look at this young man, the more and more I realize he could really be special. Athletic freak. And my first glimpse of him was when I was going back breaking down film. I remember looking at the Oregon game. I want to say they were down at least 20, 25 points. This cat, he was on the line of scrimmage on the opposite side of the field, and the running back broke on the other side, and clearly you thought he was going to score. Yeah. You saw Davion completely eat him up, cut the grass, hawk him down. And I'm like, if you can display that type of effort like that when basically, you know, most people will look at the game and say they're already gone. And he had three plays in that game. And the thing I like about him is athletic freak, he can run. And when you look at the type of linebackers that you need in today's game, according to just basically going off of how the offenses play and the sets that they come out with, he's the prototypical guy. Is it some things that he can clean up on? Absolutely. But when I look at his game and his ability, when he has his mind made up, he can make some plays. And so I really look forward to seeing how he develops as going through training camp and going into the entering the season.
Yeah, that's a good anecdote about his competitive toughness there. And you mentioned the way that linebackers play now in the league. So you entered the league in 1998, first round pick, 13th overall. From tackle one to tackle 1,423, you tackled a lot of people. And even beyond to our current day, how has the linebacker position changed from 98 to 2020?
Oh, it's changed. I'll give you a great example. Now, when you look at, let's take, and I may need your help on this, but I remember coming in, I came into the AFC Central. Now it's the AFC North. Just to give you an idea of the running backs who we had, Corey Dillon, Eddie George, Jerome Bettis, Fred Taylor.
Pounders.
Listen, you're not getting a break. And listen, that was the era of fullbacks. So I had to go against Lorenzo Neal, Sam Gash, Damian Shelton, who was in Jacksonville, who blocked for Fred Taylor. So it was like we were going to pound you and make you submit. Now, when you look at it, it's more so offenses now are coming out with 11 personnel. So now you have to have these type of linebackers who can be able to not only play the run, but also play the pass. And so when you look at fast forward now to today's game, you look at, we can still take for an example, stay in the AFC North. Cincinnati, they got Joe Burrow, so A.J. Green. Best believe they're going to be passing the football a lot. You got, who else, Lamar Jackson. Over there, he's just a wild card. You can't even account for him and what they do.
Yeah.
What they do is not even fair, to be completely honest with you.
And they pound the rock, but it's in such a different way than we're accustomed to, for sure.
Yeah, it's a different way, but it's a simplistic way,
yeah.
You know, of how they do things and how they get their results. So when you look at it, it's a totally different game. So you can't have a linebacker who, hey, I'm 240 pounds and I'm a run stopper. Well, chances are you get one of those, he's probably won't come into the game into goal line situations.
Yeah.
That means he has no value. So the game has definitely changed. And I really started seeing the game change like that going back to like 2009, 2010, when I spent time in the NFC West playing with the 49ers, playing against Seattle, you know, playing against the Rams. When you play against teams like Arizona, you know, so that was the big thing that I've seen so far.
Excuse the interruption, but we do have some bills to pay. We'll be back with more of this interview right after these messages.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
So you had a short stint with the Eagles back in 2007 under head coach Andy Reid. How does he stack up against the other coaches you played for? I mean, how happy were you for the guy when he finally got the monkey off his back with the Super Bowl win?
Man, I was number one fan just because, number one, I like what he puts into the game from a strategic thought. Number two, the reason why so many players love Andy Reid is he's a disciplinary, however, he does not forget what makes you as a player.
Oh.
He's not trying to come in and say, hey, I want you to be humble. Whoever you are, he's going to embrace that. But he will also state, these are the rules that I want you to be confined in. You can do what you do, but just understand, be confined in the overall major rules. And if you break the rules, best believe you'll have to deal with the consequences. There's no grudges. There's no doing nothing, just picking at you. And that's the reason why I think a lot of guys appreciate Andy Reid, is because he understands you as a person and he's willing to hear your story as a person to know this is why you're the person that you are. And then just from the football aspect, I think he's one of the greatest coaches of all time, because you get so many coaches in today's game, even ones who come from up under different pedigrees that may come from Bill Belichick, may come up under Andy Reid. Andy believes in, yeah, I'll take some of my foundation things that I've learned from other people, but at the end of the day, this is who we are as a team, and I'm going to allow you to grow not only as a person but as a player. So if I see that you have a certain talent and a certain ability that you thrive on, I'm going to go to my coaches and say, let's put him in a position so he's highlighted, and we can take advantage of the big play opportunities or the big play mismatches that will give us an edge as a team. And that's what separates Andy Reid.
Great coach right there. Takiyo, thanks again for joining us. One last time, man, let the people know where they can find your work and where they can follow you on social media, all that good stuff.
Man, everybody, Eagle Nation, stop playing. Come check out the Behind the Mask podcast. You can find it on all handles, social media handles, at the BTM podcast. A visual aid to complement it on YouTube. We just had Malcolm Jenkins on a couple of weeks ago. He gave a great interview.
Yeah.
Definitely talked about a lot of things on that interview. And we have Locker Room Conversations, which you definitely need to hear.
Takiyo, thanks again, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.